Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X.
This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Communication Breakdown from Led Zepp's debut album, 1969.
Amazing. You are, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire. Or sheffieldlive.org, you can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later. Save them if you wish for posterity and listen to them at your leisure. Glory Days is all about great rock music in all its different forms. If you tune in regularly, you'll certainly know that to be true. We've got 2 hours of great rock music today, as always. You've got Julian Pauly live in the studio. We've also got our PG is here.
Goodness. Let me just check.
Yeah, you're definitely here. And we've also got another special guest, and he's looking very dapper, I have to say. It's Richard Memmott. Say hello, Richard.
Hi there.
Hi there. We might have to turn your mic up a bit. We'll sort that out.
He's trying to look more dapper than Pod.
He's looking more French than I could imagine Pod would ever look. And I don't actually remember you looking that smart on stage, Richard.
Absolutely not.
We've seen you a few times. Richard's from, one part of the Pearson Men conspiracy. We interviewed Pod Pearson last week. The other member is Dean Cousins. We don't think we'll let him near the studio, do we?
No, probably best not.
No, but best not. So in the second hour, we'll be talking to Richard about another track off their new album Apocrypha, which was released last Thursday, the 10th of October. Aye. All good stuff, and we have a real version in our hands. Before that, we've got all sorts coming up. We've got our PG's Pick of the Rocks in the first hour. In the second hour, apart from interviewing Richard, we've got our Chris's Punk Track of the Week, and we've got our Steve's Choice. We might have to ditch the undercover section, who knows, but next up we've got something from, let me check, 1982.
We'll be the pirates again. You're a robot of my country.
Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
The Jam, In the City.
Title track.
And then a live track from Faith No More, from Out of Nowhere, from 91. I'm starting out with Thomas Dolby, Europa and the Pirate Twins, from 1982.
The good golden age of wireless. We saw him at Home Firth way back. Amazing stuff. Just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've got RPG with us. We've also got Richard Memmott with us. What do you think to it so far, Richard, to all this old music?
It suits me.
It suits you. Excellent.
Old music.
We'll be talking to Richard about some new music of the Pearson Memmott Conspiracies later in the show. And they are, of course, a Sheffield band. We can't fail to mention that. Yes. Next up, we've got a crazy, crazy track from 2003.
Tonight we bring you the exciting rock and roll classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the no wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll, they're gonna cram it down your throats.
Keep us from their hearts. I'll never let you down. And like the bugs in your bed, under my skin, now they're devouring all that's left of me. Yeah, they're devouring all that's left of me. Send us back to hell. Trust in anything worth all. Send us back to hell.
Bridges and rivers. time spent in places my footsteps had found. Mirrors in ballrooms lie smashed on the ground. Walking with November mists. Pathways and windows and movies in May. Quiet old ladies will soon pass away. Paintings and songs that I've done in a day. Going round in my head. Fires on spires and chimneys of glass. Fields on horizons with pylons that crack. To apply their statistics and read the tea leaves. Time knows no limits for days such as these.
Of course, Bebop Deluxe, Adventures in a Yorkshire Landscape from 1974.
From the Axe Victim debut album. We just talked about that off air because we're big fans of Bill Nelson. And it turns out Richard Mehmet supported Bebop Deluxe in an earlier version of a band of yours.
In Wakefield.
Certainly did, yeah. Wakefield Unity Hall. Sometime about sort of 75, 6, something like that. Yeah, and the agent said, oh, well, you know, they're a great band. They're up and coming, but, I mean, you know, they might give you some tips and stuff like that. So we thought, he's from Wakefield. This is not going to be good. It's not going to work. But in fact, it was okay. And he came into the dressing room, actually, and had a very brief chat with us.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He is, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and we still follow him to this day. He doesn't gig anymore, which is a shame. But anyway, before that,
Four Non Blondes, a track called Train from 1993. Before that, the Alkaline Trio, Back to Hell. From 2003.
An NME Generation Punk CD, we got that off. Anyway, if you've just tuned in, of course, you listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. Playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. RPG is in the house. Woohoo!
Goodness me, who let him in?
Exactly. And he'll be talking about his pick of the rocks for this week for brand new releases yet again. Come on then, Paul. First up,
one of those great bands that changes around the way we use letters. So they're called Workhouse, but they leave the O out of the work
this
part
modern,
of it.
This modern world, eh?
But they are Welsh, so I can forgive them that.
Just shaking his head.
A very interesting new band they are. They're, this was released on the 16th of October. And it's from their debut release on an EP that it's included on called Out of the Blue. The track is Take. They're a Welsh trio. They won the 2024 Welsh Music Prize Triskell Award. And they sing in English and Welsh, depending on what they're doing. And they're going to be live at the SWN Festival in Cardiff on the 17th and the 19th of this month.
Amazing. Here we go. Workhorse. House, sorry.
Spare Doctor Who music there at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Great band. That,
yeah, sounding
so
good.
Workhouse with no O in the work. And look out for them. I think they're up and comers, those. And last week, I played you a track from this band, which was called Blackmail. And I promised you that I'd play you this, which is the remix. It's the PIA remix. And PIA is Peat International Airport. It's a remix of the track, and it's by the Dandy Warhols guitarist Peter Holstrom.
Ooh, get you.
Yeah, good stuff. The band are from Toronto. They're a trio. They now work generally out of New York, and it's Lucy DeSanto on bass and vocals, Dan Cornelius on drums, and Steve Fall on guitar. Enjoy this.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. That's stuck about 3 minutes on the original track, which was pretty good stuff in its own right, but that's a bit more of a sort of dancey, jazzy kind of feel to it, I guess, from Peter Holmstrom doing that remix.
Excellent. Next up,
a band that we've played before quite recently. They're called Big Head Tea Drinkers, and they come from that weird land down south called Brighton. It was actually released on the 11th of October, so it's taken us a while to catch up with them.
3 days, Paul.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, dear. Well, they're a four-piece from Brighton. They're all in their early 20s, and they made a great name for being a live band in festivals like The Great Escape. It's Freddie Brindle, who's lead vocals and guitar, Martha Tice on drums, Ellie Hart on lead guitar, and Kian Ramsey, change these teeth, on bass. So a great live band. Have a listen. This Land Is Hers.
You try to speak but you can't get the words out. You seem to cry every now and then. You tell your friends that it ain't the right time, it's fine. The simplest things you can't comprehend. You hold your tongue to stop all the insults. The kind you call the morning regrets. But they won't see what you see. They wouldn't understand how the feeling should be fair. All it takes is a wink and a smile. She don't care what it takes, cause to her that don't mean nothing. Say it's not bad but it doesn't suit you. You sit in your chair with your heartache. You know just as well, and I could only tell. Tell by look your face. All it takes is a wink and a smile, and the land is hers. But she don't care what it takes, cause to her that don't mean nothing. Nothing. If you wanted to, don't be too late. Got me hanging on the telephone. You could come around if you wanted to. Don't be too late. Got me hanging on the telephone. You could come around if you wanted to. Don't be too late. Got me hanging on the telephone. You could come around if you wanted to. Don't be too late.
Tea drinkers, eh?
All where the way do they from get Brighton. These names from? That's yeah. what I want to know.
I mean, where would you get rock from other than Brighton?
Oh, very good.
Right, I'm going to run away soon. Don't worry. You'll be safe. I've got a crash face on today.
Oh,
that's the final band I've got. And in their literature, they get a little bit of a byline that says they're a Frankenstein of punk, metal and pop. It's... A track from their new EP, which is out now, which is Life and Death in the Wasteland. The track's called Maniac. And they played the Sydney and Matilda last night,
did
they? I think.
Oh, we should have known about that, Paul. Because.
So it was the end of a short tour. So I think it was the final gig on the short tour. It's Charlie Hinton, who's on vocals and guitar, and Otto Balfour on bass and production.
Excellent. Here we go.
How's a bit of that?
Amazing. Did you really want to stop that then?
No.
Has it stopped itself?
Yes.
It
jumped
indeed
to a halt.
Did it?
Woo-wee.
It was like, whoop, finished.
That was Crash Face.
Wow. Yep. Great stuff.
And Maniac. Before that, what did we have? Big Head Tea Drinkers, This Land Is Hers. We said, then Blackmail, we had the nice 7-minute version, the PIA remix. And
that the band's called Our Noise, isn't it?
Our Noise is the band, or O-N, quite often just abbreviated to. So good luck on finding them on the internet. And we started out with Warehouse, missing the O in
Workhouse.
Workhouse.
Did
work
I wear it?
Workhouse.
No, I didn't.
Workhorse, Workhouse.
With Take. And they were award-winning musicians from Wales.
Amazing stuff. That was our PG's Pick of the Rocks for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up, we've got something from 1965, and it's not the oldest track we're going to play today either.
Thank you.
Cause girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the northern girls with the way they
welcome, please, AC/DC. We'll be right back.
this is what they had to say. Let there be light.
AC/DC live, Let There Be Rock, from BBC Sight and Sound 1977. And before that, a bit of nostalgia, the Beach Boys with California Girls from 1965.
Oh, wow. We are fast coming to the end of this first hour Glow Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Stick with us for the second hour when we've got Richard Mehmet telling us all about Driving the Dragon Lady from Apocrypha, their new album released last Thursday. We played a track from that last week. It was Hyperion Undone, and we spoke to Pod Pearson. So this time it's Richard's turn, and he can't wait, can you, Richard? Admit it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating.
Looking forward to it.
We'll get some photographs as well later. Next up, we're going to play out the first hour with a track from Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's, from their 1995 album. Album Home.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's
Japanese.